Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he's a fan of the Paula's Choice skincare line, Pat Flynn.
Hey, happy Friday, y'all. I am so excited because 8 hours ago, at the time of this recording, exactly 8 hours ago, the YouTube channel Deep Pocket Monster, which many of you have been following along in the journey as I've been creating that. It's in the Pokemon space. It was created sort of on the side, and it has now grown to 250,000 subscribers. Let's go. I'm so excited about this. And just to give you some context, my Pat Flynn entrepreneurial channel took 10 years to get there. It only took a year and a half or so for this channel, this new channel, Deep Pocket Monster, to get there. So I wanted to spend today just to sort of celebrate with you. It's a big milestone, 250,000 subscribers in less than 2 years. And I'm just feeling really, really good. I wanted to share three things that I've learned since creating this channel in the beginning of 2020 and what we can maybe all pull from it. And, you know, I'm here to inspire you. You know, I didn't know anything about Pokemon other than it was a game that people played or kids played with cards back in the day. I played Magic the Gathering. I always saw Pokemon as sort of more childish. Well, here I am as a nearly 40-year-old adult playing with cardboard with cartoons on them. And not only am I just finding such joy in it, it was a thing that my kids got me into that got me interested in it. And of course, they have slowed down a little bit with their obsession for Pokemon, but I've just absolutely kept going with it. But more than that, it's actually been an incredible case study for creation, for the world of creators and the creator economy today, especially on YouTube, and the community, and just how powerful a community can be. So I wanted to go over some things and hopefully inspire you because, again, I didn't know anything about this beforehand, and I'm not pretending to be an expert on Pokemon or anything like that on the channel. I'm fully upfront with who I am, but I am using a lot of my decades worth of YouTube experience on my other channel and decades worth of entrepreneurship and business and creation across multiple platforms to be able to set this up for success as much as possible. And I wanted to go over three things with you today. The first thing I want to share with you is that if you are having fun, your audience is going to have a lot of fun. And you don't have to have an entertainment channel in order for that to pan out to massive success. I create videos that I would want to watch. And I create videos on Deep Pocket Monster that are fun and different and interesting to me. And as a result, I can tell based on the comments and based on the feedback I'm getting from our community on YouTube and also the Gem Mint Club, which is a more specialized membership. It's $2.99 to be a part of that. There's nearly 2,000 members now paying on YouTube to be a part of that community who get access to a Discord and member-only giveaways and member-only streams and things like that. But the feedback from both of those sides of the coin is just that nobody's creating videos like you. And I think that doesn't speak to the fact that, okay, maybe I have better camera equipment than other people. That actually doesn't matter at all. There are proven YouTube channels out there that are massively successful who have terrible video quality. But it's the story that they're telling. It's the information that they're offering. And it's their understanding of what else is in the space that they're in. I've shared before, but when I approached this community, I didn't just create a channel and go. I did a lot of research. I got involved in the community. I became a part of it to understand what people liked and disliked about other videos that were out there. I started to understand who the other players were in this space and what their specialties were, the specialties that I cannot compete with. And so what I was able to bring to the table was something that didn't exist in this space. And it's going to be different for every niche. And you don't have to be a newcomer to a niche to do some research and reconnaissance in a space to then understand what would be welcomed. But I eventually understood that nobody was telling good story in this space, right? Some people had really good camera equipment. Some people had all the best cards. And I can't compete on the best cards. I can't compete on years of experience and knowledge. I can't compete on understanding how the market of Pokemon cards works for buying and flipping and investing and all that kind of stuff. But I can compete with telling story, and I can compete with connecting with the audience, because that was another thing. A lot of people were just doing the same thing, opening packs. And really, I started to see, as I've dug deeper into this space, a lot of people in this space, and this is most spaces, treat their audience as a whole. And what I mean by that is they speak in terms of, hey, everybody, welcome back. Or you all out there understand that I'm doing this, versus a more intimate, personal, you might be doing this and here's my experience with it and how it might be able to help you. Using words like you and getting to connect with the single viewer that's on the other end is going to help all viewership have better retainment and have just better connection, right? That personality coming through shines through more when you are speaking on a one-to-one basis. And the truth is, that's how a person's viewing it. They're viewing it solo on their phone. They're viewing that video or reading that email or reading that blog post or listening to that podcast on their device, usually by themselves. But when we talk to them, it's as if they're all in a room together, right? It's a little bit different than when you're on like a stage and there's literally people right next to each other. But even then, when I'm on stage talking to people, I still speak to the individual sitting in that single chair. I say words like you or your experience, or this is how it's going to help you, not you all or you guys. Or this sounds very nuanced. It sounds very almost not that important, even though to me, it's one of the most important things and how I've been able to really build a deep connection in this space. In fact, I got an email. It was a handwritten letter from a father of one of my viewers who has autism. His son has autism and his son has been made fun of for liking Pokemon cards in his school, so much so that the bullies in the school take his cards while at lunch or so and tear them up in front of his face. It's really, really, really bad. I just can't imagine that. And his father was telling me in this letter that my channel has helped him find joy in life again. We're not just talking about in Pokemon cards, but in life. So Armand, if you're listening to this, this is his son. I appreciate you, and I'm thankful that you're a part of the community. And I don't know if you'll ever listen to this, but I see you. You are an important individual, and we love you for it, right? Just keep being you and keep being excited, because there's going to be people in this world who are not going to see things the same way you do. And those aren't really the people that you want to hang out with or affect your life in that kind of way. There are some people in this Pokemon community and elsewhere in your life that will support you for who you are and all the special things that you have to offer the world. So you see what I mean? Like, this is back to you, the listener. Like, this stuff goes beyond Pokemon. When you make those real human connections through your content, you begin to start having an effect and an impact on lives out there in ways that you can't even imagine. And this is just one letter out of several that are similar. There's a person in the space who had considered suicide, who said that my videos have helped him find joy in life and want to stick around. I mean, this is deep stuff, right? So I know I started with a tip about having fun, and I think that's important because the truth of the matter is just be you, and you will connect with people who will resonate with that, and you can make a bigger impact together in that way. So that's tip number one. If you're having fun, your audience is going to have fun, and more so than that, they're going to connect with you and respond in an incredible way. Number two, analytics. We at Deep Pocket Monster, and by we, I mean my producer and editor, Dan, and I, we look at the numbers, and the numbers guide us, right? It shouldn't be all about the numbers, and that's why I started with that first tip, but the numbers tell us what the audience is enjoying and what they're not enjoying. The audience is telling us what YouTube favors to help us push our videos out or not. The analytics tell us what we should do and what we shouldn't do, but that can only happen over time, right? You have to create a bank of videos before you start to get some of that data back that is actually useful, and don't just judge things based on one video, but you can use your entire library to understand what it is that you should continue to do and what it is that you shouldn't continue to do. So what do I mean exactly? Well, the number one most important thing to me related to number one is the retention rate. And so if you look at your retention graphs for your videos on YouTube, and it's not just for YouTube either. If you look at the retention graphs for your podcast, where do those exist? Not in your host. They exist on places like Apple Podcasts. They exist on places like Google Podcasts. Those analytics, which don't give you the full story of all your listeners, but they do give you the full story of the listeners who are listening on Google Podcast Analytics. The Apple Podcast Analytics give you the story of people listening on Apple. So it's not going to give you the whole rundown of how many people are listening, but the people who do listen on those platforms, they'll tell you the story of their enjoyment of the show or not enjoying the show. They're going to have retention graphs for each individual episode, and you can begin to understand, just like on YouTube, which parts of the show are people really engaged with? Which parts are they re-listening to? Those are things that you want to know. Which parts have a cliff dive or just like a down, like the mountain sort of part of the graph where you're starting to understand, oh, like people didn't enjoy that, or what I said there caused people to click off and leave. Those are things you should understand. On Google for blogs, the equivalent would be page time, right? Time on page would be the equivalent. Now, it's not going to give you necessarily like which parts of the page, but you can get some insight on different changes that you make as far as like, well, which ones or what is helping people stay on the page longer. But there are tools out there that you can connect to your blog, for example, to literally see a recording anonymously of how a person goes through your page and maybe what is most interesting and what is not interesting. So all this to say, just even outside of YouTube, just use the numbers to guide you. So retention rates are really important because a lot of that affects the reach. If, for example, on a video, if a video has a much longer watch time or average view duration or percentage, it is more likely that YouTube is going to push it out. Now, in addition to that, you also need a good click-through rate. And this is the other set of numbers we look at on YouTube quite often, which is the click-through rate of the video. So when a video is displayed on a person's home feed or as a recommendation, how often are they clicking on it? And if that number is not very high, if it's in the 1-4% range, it's not going to get a lot of views because YouTube, they want to send out the videos that people are going to click on and watch because that's what's going to ultimately help them get people to stick on the platform and see more ads. So when you create videos that don't help YouTube in that way, YouTube is not going to help you back. So we look at our click-through rates for our videos as soon as they're published. If they're in the ranking 8, 9, 10 range out of 10 from the previous 10 videos, then we're going to immediately change the thumbnail and perhaps the title because that's it. It's the thumbnail or title that's affecting the click-through rate at the start of a life of a video. And if it's low, we want to change that to make it as high as possible. If the retention rate is low, well, then we can't necessarily change that, but we can do a better job the next time. So the click-through rates are important. The retention rate on the videos are important. And I could go way deeper into analytics, but the truth is if you just focus on those, you're going to do really well. This is what we talk about in our course, YouTube from Scratch, because there are hundreds of things you can analyze as far as analytics on YouTube specifically. It's too overwhelming. So let's look at the most important things and pull those levers, right? So analytics guide for sure. And that's definitely helped. And then number three is community. and having people feel like they're a part of something. So in addition to using words like you to connect with the viewer, if I'm teaching something, here's how you can protect your card so you don't lose out or lose money or whatever. Whenever I talk about Deep Pocket Monster, I say we, I just posted earlier today that we did it. We crossed 250,000 subscribers. It's not about me. I am the team leader. I'm the group leader. I wear the C on my shoulder as the team captain, if you will, but we're in this together. And if I score, we all win. If I lose, we all lose. If somebody else in the community does something special, I want to highlight that because that's a win for all of us too. So videos that help the community have been very well responded to. Did some videos that did take a little bit of extra time, videos that maybe put me in a position of perhaps a little bit of controversy, but I did some videos that were for helping the community, not just because, oh, here's a cool video about some cards or something like that, but videos that literally helped the community to call out some scammers that were happening in the industry, to call out Walmart, who was partnered with a Chinese company who was creating and selling fake Pokemon cards on Walmart. That first video I did about the Walmart scam has nearly over a million views at this point and has been featured on different news stations and articles from popculture.com to other places. And guess what it's done? It's raised awareness, not just for these scammers so people can be safe, but as a byproduct, it's helped raise awareness for my channel and the community that we have and the fact that we're all fighting this good fight together, right? So that's one aspect of community is, hey, you as the creator can step up to create something to help support the community. Number two within community is highlight the people in your community, right? Community is not just keeping the spotlight on you on stage. It's sharing that spotlight with others. One thing that I did that a lot of people have commented on and appreciated is when we hit 100,000 subscribers, I bought an extra play button from YouTube. So YouTube will give you one for free, a silver play button to sort of commemorate 100,000 subscribers, which is really cool. And you should be very proud of that. You could buy more of them. You have to just express why you're buying them. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy another one that I'm going to send to the moderators of the channel who are part of this community, who do an incredible job during live streams to, you know, make sure the community's safe and that the chat is okay. I'm going to send that silver play button, the second one, to each of my moderators so they feel like they're a part of this, so that they can see the reward that they earned as well, because it's not just about me. And I had them all sign it, and I have it back here. I need to send it to a few more new moderators, but I have it here. And that was like some of those moderators broke down because they were so happy to be a part of this. I mean, ways to reward those in your community who are stepping up to help others is really, really important. So put a spotlight on your community, especially those who are within your community doing some excellent work, and you're going to see some magic happen. So that's just a few of the things that I want to point out today that came to mind after hitting 250,000 subscribers. And to you out there, if you do follow the channel or you have been following this sort of case study, just thank you, because it's been really fun to put myself in the position again of being a newbie in a brand new space. I've had some people say, Pat, of course you succeeded with that because you already have an existing community at Smart Passive Income. I did not feed anybody on Smart Passive Income this case study until it was working. And more than that, I don't want all of my subscribers on SPI to go and check that out, because that's not who this channel is for. It was grown from scratch. And the beauty of this is, again, to tie back to what I mentioned in the beginning, that means you can grow something from scratch too. It's just been an incredible joyride, and I'm excited because we're just getting started. I mean, we should hit 500,000 by next year. And if not, it could continue to grow and exponentially grow, it could reach 1 million. And that'll be my first 1 million subscriber channel. So hopefully this information I'm sharing with you is helpful. You know, I have a lot of information inside of my course, YouTube from Scratch, that uses Deep Pocket Monster as a case study that goes a lot more deeper into the how-to and all that kind of stuff. But I just wanted to finish off by saying, you know, a lot of people say, Pat, like, you got so lucky with this channel, you know, to have 250,000 subs in less than 2 years. Like, that's incredible, but, you know, that was an overnight success, that kind of thing. But I want to remind you, I've been on YouTube since 2009. I just so happened to, in the year 2020, 11 and a half years later, create this new channel, Deep Pocket Monster. So, no, it's not an overnight success. And this is the truth behind most success stories. Even though things might happen rapidly, if you peel away and you go do a little bit more research into exactly what it took to get there, I mean, there are years of experience, and hopefully those people are also sharing the things that they're learning so that you could fast forward your journey as well. And that's my goal here, is to help you fast forward your success. And that's what we do at SPI. Anyway, thank you so much. A little bit longer episode today, but I just am so, so excited about where we're at, and thank you for your support along the way. So Deep Pocket Monster on YouTube if you want to check that out. And thank you again for being a subscriber here. And I look forward to next week, because we got some more interviews coming up and some other fun things headed your way. And I cannot wait to continue to help you on your journey. And thank you for letting me and my team be a part of it. Cheers, peace out. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey, have you ever wondered what makes the difference between a 1 and a 5-star review? Well, turn into Behind the Review, a phenomenal podcast from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Yelp's small business expert, Emily Wojcikovic, features a different conversation with a different reviewer or business owner to find out what was really going on, as the title suggests, behind the review. Recently, for example, Emily featured an episode about Aldea Country Eatery, the number 5 spot in the world on Yelp's top 100 places to eat. Emily interviews a wide variety of customers and business owners from a wide variety of industries, tabletop gaming companies, fitness industry, you name it. This is a really fascinating peek into what makes a great customer experience for any business, and you won't want to miss out. So listen to Behind the Review right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.